found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Wednesday here on the Ken Miller Show. Trent Connor and myself with you for the next 2 hours, talking the world of sports, localizing it as best as we can, and that won't be as difficult today as it is some days. We will recap Iowa's game last night against Michigan State. They went into the game a double-digit dog. No moral victories. I get that. Hell of a performance out of Iowa. Maybe their most spirited effort of the entire year. A Michigan State team that some, Dan Dockich included, still thinks that are going to be cutting down the nets on the first Monday in April. We'll see about that, but the Hawks just fell a little short as they couldn't hold Sparty off the boards in the final couple of minutes, but overall, pretty good effort by your Iowa Hawkeyes. Cyclones take the floor tonight. They will be in Lubbock. Again, this is a Texas Tech team that's having a heck of a season with really only one head-scratching effort, and that was when they made their way to Ames, a couple of weeks ago, and really got blown off the floor by Iowa State. Maybe their best game of the year. They beat them by 18 that particular day. The scene shifts, no longer in the friendly confines of Hilton Coliseum. They'll be in Lubbock tonight to take on Texas Tech. ESPNU has that one getting underway at 8 o'clock. It is signing day. We'll probably wait until tomorrow to do a little bit on signing day number two. I guess the big news, and it's Iowa State related, is Brock Purdy, who had an Alabama offer, and it came down to Texas A&M and Iowa State. And when word came out this morning that Texas A&M signed a quarterback in this class, it certainly looked as though it was going to go Iowa State's way. There were two hats on the table. He picked up the Cardinal in gold hat, put it on his head, and the 6'1", 197-pounder will be making his way to Ames. By the looks of things, Trent, again, I'm not big on recruiting. Let's see them on the field and see if they really earn those stars that they bring with them out of high school. By all accounts, recruiting people will tell me, and I'm going to have to take their word for it, that Iowa State's put together a pretty damn good class, maybe one of the best in a long, long time. But we will see. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good, yeah. Got a little pep in the step today, feeling good and raring to go. A lot to talk about.
Absolutely is.
Recap in Iowa last night. You mentioned that spirited effort. Good to see. And I think there are moral victories. I do. In a season like this that has been so disappointing.
Well, there haven't been a lot of highlights.
Right.
Let's put
right.
it that way. And even in defeat, this would be in the I would put this one in the highlight column.
Even if Iowa was playing at the level we anticipated and they were on the bubble and they lost, it'd be disappointing, but it's a great team they played.
Yeah, it really is.
Michigan State is really good.
Were you shocked that Miles Bridges on the free throw line, up three, make one of two, and he was, 90% free throw shooter?
Made 31 of his last 32, something like
Crazy.
That.
Crazy. Missed them both.
Missed them both.
Gives them an opportunity. You know what? Nick Bear had a look.
He had a good
Nick
look.
Nick Bear had a really good look. Thought it was going to fall. Thought we were headed to OT. The place would have. And you know what? I got to give credit where credit is due, Trent. We talked about this yesterday. You know, coming off the heels of our first significant snow incident in years, quite frankly.
Yes.
I think you have to go back maybe to the days leading up to, remember the trying to get out of town for the Rose Bowl, and the blizzard that we got in just after Christmas 2015. Been a long time since we've had more than 3 inches. You have to go back to that period. So you're coming off of that. We were getting a little dusting of snow last night. It's not the easiest thing on a Tuesday night to, you know, for people in central Iowa to make their way over and then in particular make their way back. But by all accounts, and I haven't seen a number, it looked like a decent crowd for a Tuesday 8 o'clock tip.
Yeah, they did. I tip the ball cap to everybody that made it there. And yeah, it was loud. It was exciting. Mm-hmm. It was engaging. And when you have something to cheer for, it makes it easier.
And you did last night for the first time. And yeah, excellent point. It does make it easier.
It goes to show you Carver's not Hill. It's
no.
not. Never will be.
But you know what? To be fair, and I, few are.
Yes. Very, very true. I mean, it is kind of, almost in a class of its own. It's that good. But Carver can be good. It can be in good environment. I still think there are things they can do to improve it. I don't know renovation costs, what it is. But I know there is a growing
sentiment
out there.
Product on the floor would go a long way.
Yes, yes.
You got a team in last night in Michigan State who's a quality opponent. And I agree with you. There are things that can be done. Now, whether they take the initiative and do it or not, and whose plate does that fall on, a lot of people feel the same way you do, Trent.
There's people out there that want to see Carver go away, or it turned into a different kind of complex, because it's in a place that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's difficult to get to. There's nothing around it.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a whole lot of parking. It just...
It's true, yeah.
In today's environment, yeah. You look over in Lincoln when they put in the new arena and...
Pinnacle Bank.
You see the sellout crowds there and how good it is. It's downtown. I mean, it's where people could get. And there's options outside of just trudging through the snow, going to the game, trudging back to your car, heading home. Where you make a night of it. All right, we're going to go get dinner beforehand, then mm-hmm. we can go to the game, and maybe we'll have some drinks afterwards. You know, mm-hmm. you can make a night of it. Can't do that at Carver. So there's a population out there that wants to see thing razzed and build something downtown. Where it would be exactly, you know, logistically very difficult, but you're talking about $80, $100, $120 million.
And BART has got a lot of money tied up in future contracts,
yes,
and buyouts. Should that become necessary
to do something like that for a building that still can work?
You know what? And it's funny you mention that, because this is really the first year that I'm hearing more and more buzz along those lines. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not even saying it's on the drawing board.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time that I've seen, heard, read similar thoughts to yours, that maybe it is time for a new building.
I get it.
And I like it. I mean, I like going down to the, you know, from the concourse level. I like those type of buildings.
It's cool. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a great sound building.
No.
There's a lot of room underneath the baskets. There's still more
There's
to be
too
done.
Much, yes.
Yes, and things can be done. Again, you get into costs. Right now is the time to do it, though, right? With the Big Ten contracts that you have with ESPN and BTN money and all that.
Or do you wait for the next TV contract just to... And
you
got to
assume
it's that it's going to stay... Yeah, I can't see it going down. I just... Can you?
Maybe.
I mean, it looks as though we're finally having a market correction in MLB.
Yep.
I'm not talking about TV. I'm talking about on the field.
Right.
Which I'm not sure, because we've spent some time last fall wondering who's going to be the first $500 million man. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be Chris Bryant? Is it going to be Bryce Harper? Is it going to be Mike Trout? One of these guys is going to make $500 million in their lifetime. I mean, Alex Rodriguez made more than half of that.
Mm-hmm.
So... is now the time? I don't know. I don't think they need a new arena. I think that they should work with what they have, right?
Keep renovating, keep finding different ways, and things can be done to improve it, but it's still good. It's still good, and you saw that last night. Not great, but good. It can be a good building. The play on the floor. They played almost perfect basketball for 18 minutes.
Tyler Cook went toe-to-toe with some really good players.
Mm-hmm.
With some really good... Bohannon, who was sick, played his you-know-what off last night.
We were
night.
Getting the Jordan flu game.
I thought we were too. Moss, Daly had their moments last night.
Yes.
Garza had his moment. Now, he looked like a freshman a couple of times, but he looked as though he's going to be a major, major pain in the you-know-what for opposing Big Ten teams.
Did you catch Tom Izzo at the half?
Yes, when he said Daly's not a very good shooter.
What in God's name is he talking about?
I know, I heard the same thing.
What?
In fact, you know what? It's funny you say that. I rewound it to make sure I thought I heard what I thought that I heard.
You say a lot of things about Macy Daly, Miss Cass as a point guard, whatever. He can shoot the basketball.
Yeah.
Shooting 40% coming in.
Right, not a very good shooter normally. Really?
Izzo.
Who did the scout?
Yeah, take another look at that scouting report. Or just simply look at the numbers. He can shoot it from the outside. That's on you. Stop ripping on Mishi.
Right. Yeah, I thought the same thing, because you'd never hear that from an opposing coach, right?
Another rewind that I had is late. They inbound it with 16 and a half seconds.
Okay.
Was it a 10-second violation? And it was close.
Was
I rewound it?
It.
They passed midcourt. There's about 7.7 on the clock.
Okay.
So it was close, but it wasn't a 10-second call. I know there were some people out there.
Yeah, I didn't.
I rewound it real quick. I went fast forward and got back to it with the foul there with, what was it, 6.5 seconds, something like that. Then the steal. Oh, that steal. That second shot they showed Bear, just like his shoulders slumped down,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, are you kidding me?
Where you could see his, oh, my God, it was coming right to me, and
right.
I didn't anticipate this
but
coming.
But he didn't step forward into it.
No, he didn't step forward into it, didn't have eyes in the back of his head. You're right, he didn't come to the basketball, and Dokić pointed that. And by the way, I know that I'm a Dokić guy.
He's good.
And so is Dave Fleming, I think. Yes, remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about all of these great voices that are leaving us?
Mm-hmm.
And is there really that next generation of guys that 30 years from now, you know, where who will be long gone? Well, certainly I will be here, but you won't be.
Hopefully.
Right, but will when they retire, will be the oh man, I'm really going to miss this guy. I listened to him do games all of my life, and mm-hmm. we couldn't find that guy.
Sure,
Dave Fleming's got a chance to be that guy.
Yeah.
Look, he's at ESPN. Mm-hmm. He does college football. He does college basketball. He's getting plum assignments. He was within an inch of getting Sunday Night Baseball.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was right in that conversation. So ESPN is. You know, they bought a lot of stock in him, so he might be that guy in a you know, couple of decades. But I think that's a really good team.
You know, Dokic, I don't love him calling Iowa games just because there's some annoying things yeah. during the course of the game that it just bugs you. It's like, shut up. But when he's doing other games, I do, because right. he'll give you things that you don't get from other people.
And he got killed a couple of weeks ago. Remember, he said Miles Bridges is a jump shooter.
Yeah.
And Michigan State fans went apoplectic. That he was anointing, you know, one of their stars. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he said nothing but a jump, but he called him a jump shooter. Now
he said he wasn't special, something along those lines. Because he was repeating it in the broadcast early in the second half.
Absolutely was.
And kind of going back on that. And all right, now he's being a player.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see Jeff Goodman from ESPN respond to those comments? Maybe one of the greatest burns I've ever seen on Twitter.
I don't remember.
He said, "If he's, I think he says he's just not a baller. Let's just say that's the term that he used. He goes, well, would you consider somebody averaging 2.2 points, 1.3 assists per game a baller? He's like, oh, God, no. Who is that? That was your stats as a sophomore. It's pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah, it was a pretty good response back yeah. to him. So that was one of the best birds. But
now, I don't need to see Dokic take off the headset and move on to the floor and yeah. do it. I mean, that's just weird,
it
right?
Is,
that's just
is,
weird.
Yeah.
You're Dan Dokic.
Yes.
He knows a lot about the game. Don't get me
does,
wrong, but I could do
yeah.
without that.
The Eagles fans that were so upset, Collins were thinking that those touchdowns were going to be overturned,
mm-hmm.
and a firestorm was created there. Going back,
well, that's
to
partly on the NFL because we have no idea what a catch and a non-catch is.
The Patriots fans that were upset during the win against Seattle in the Super Bowl that they were bringing up Deflategate,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of look at it and I say, man, how are you getting upset about this? These are national guys, but then a team that I cheer for.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it now. You understand it better when that happens. And when your Jets are in the playoffs. And
Trent, they're never on national TV, so I can't get
They will be in the playoffs,
off,
though. They will be in the playoffs.
Did I tell you they won again last night?
Did they?
I'm getting sick of this.
Oh, they're too good?
They're really good.
They're really good.
Let me just do this real quick.
And okay.
I don't want to, although as bad as basketball is in the state,
yeah.
I'm finding I'm elbowing my team into this conversation in April, May, right?
Okay.
They're 20 wins, 3 losses. And 1 loss in overtime. That's their home record. 23-1.
It's good.
They started the year 0-2.
Well,
so since the first two games, they're 21-1 at home. That's crazy.
Good. That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's nuts. This is my team. Team that left.
But,
team that got pulled away.
So they're in the Western Conference Finals against
Vegas.
And you're watching the national broadcast, and all of a sudden,
Mike Emmerich
says something, and you're going to be ticked off. And then you're
I'll
gonna
just be giddy that Doc Emmerich is in my hometown doing
but,
a
but
game.
But he'll say something that you think is disparaging.
Yeah,
say,
I got you.
How dare you?
I hope
how,
we get to that point.
If we get to that point, you're going to come
you know,
in. You're going to be grumbling at about 11:30. Oh, geez.
But I'll be doing so on the phone because I'm going home. I mean, if they get to that point, we're going north.
Heading out, bring the Comrex along, and live from Winnipeg. Roadshow.
Yes. The answer, I have no idea I'm going to pay for the tickets. I don't care.
We're going to find a way.
Absolutely.
I'm in.
Good.
I'm looking forward to it.
No, it's going to be a blast. David Kaplan's coming up, so finish your point on the broadcast.
I don't remember what my point is.
What did he say that got you all rankled?
Nothing really. Just shut up every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get it. Yes, you have opinions. We get it.
Yeah,
we get it,
opinionated.
Dan. A lot of times your opinions aren't right.
Right.
Miles Bridges is more than just a jump shooter. He's really
he
good.
Is, but he's got a really good jump shot. I mean, he's got a really sweet shot. He does.
There was I know what it was. It was a shot when I was going through a little bit of a funk and Garza took a three. Oh, that's a terrible shot.
Yeah.
Not really.
There was a point in the basketball game, Pemsel, who wasn't credited with the turnover. I think Fleming's, oh, a terrible pass, and very quickly, awful. You know, terrible, awful. They were right. Yes, you don't hear them do that very, our guys say that very often. I think they're terrific. I really do. I can listen to Dokic do a game, whether it's because I don't have a dog in any fight.
I'm good for every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody brought up a great point on Twitter last night. Wouldn't it be fun just for a week, have Dokic go and do a big Pac-12 game, and then have Bill Walton come over and do a big, because if you're not a big college hoops fan, and maybe you're a Hawkeye fan, and you'll watch some Big Ten games, and you're used to Dokic, and okay, here's a shtick. But all of a sudden, you get Walton. What is this guy going on?
Right.
And then the other side.
If you don't stay up late, if you're not a Pac-12 hoops fan and don't get a taste of him very often,
you're going to be wondering what's going on. And then the other side.
Shocking, right, to the system.
An Arizona fan, UCLA fan. Why is this dope from Indiana ripping on our team?
What does he know?
Yes.
We'll take a time out. We're going to pick Cappy's brain. David Kaplan will be here. We look forward to talking to the Cap Man. Go inside Chicago sports. What else do we have? Wade Looking Bill, more on Iowa. We're going to talk some Big 12 hoops at about 1:20. Look forward to doing that. And then, we'll toss some things around. You know, my idea from yesterday never gained any steam, so I didn't.
No.
Not even. Here's the thing, right? As we sit here today, three of our four schools are all in the opening night of their respective
play-in round.
All of them. Iowa State's going to play opening night. Iowa's going to play opening night. UNI is going to play opening night. We got 3 weeks left. Well, Drake is. Don't they have Loyola tonight?
They do. Yeah, 11-point dog.
Are they 11-point dogs? That game was close for a while. When they played
the final
last
10 minutes.
Yeah, you know who's doing that game tonight? Jordan Bernfield's got that game tonight. We'll have to have Jordan on maybe tomorrow, because he's done a lot of Valley games. David Kaplan done a lot of games. He joins us next. ESPN 1000 in Chicago, NBC Sports Chicago. Of course, Cappy is brought to us by our friends at heartlandflags.com. He's next. Ken Miller Show. Trent and I here until 2, 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
If you're looking for ways your company can give back to the community, get involved with the ARL. Offer employees a day of wearing jeans with the Denim for Dogs program. Or place an ARL donation bank at your counter. Or sponsor a dog cutout and encourage visitors to take selfies with the dog. Visit the Get Involved section at ARLiowa.org to learn about more ways your company can support the animals at the Animal Rescue League.
Need help? Dial 211 for assistance with things like food, rent, utilities, job training, family crisis, and much more. United Way of Central Iowa's 211 helpline is free, confidential, and available anytime. Dial 211 or visit 211iowa.org.
From United Way.
Saddle up the family and head out to Pizza Ranch for lunch or dinner. Our menu includes pizza, the country's best chicken, and a full buffet. And don't forget about our favorite cactus bread dessert topped with ice cream. We've got it all with a variety of crust, sauces, and toppings. Pizza Ranch has legendary pizzas that'll tempt your taste buds. Stop by our Altoona, Newton, Urbandale, and Waukee locations today to try our mile-long buffet or our new limited-time-only sweet chili pizza. Come try it all. Kids even eat free on Tuesdays. Also, don't forget, if you're having a party, event, or meeting coming up, there's no better answer for feeding a bunch of hungry people than catering with your favorite pizza and chicken from Pizza Ranch. We're growing our to-go and catering in the metro and are offering an exciting new $6 take-two carry-out deal. Stop into any of our Pizza Ranches today for carry-out or call us today for delivery. Pizza Ranch is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Pizza Ranch gift certificates to use at the Altoona, Newton, Urbandale, and Waukee locations for only $25. Get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
You know, guys, we've got it pretty good. Going to games, watching sports on TV, listening to sports talk radio. We never really stop with sports. So maybe with Valentine's Day just around the corner, you ought to get her something special from Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Did you know that we carry a huge selection of home decor and furnishings? We do. Art piece poles. We have a huge selection. She'll love the one you pick out for her. And best of all, she'll know that you're actually listening to her. Or at least got lucky because you went to Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Here we go.
Back to Iowa's only local sports show over your lunch hour. Here's Ken and Trent.
All right, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I here with you until 2 o'clock. Wade Looking Bill still to come at about 12:40. Look forward to that. Right now, let's get to our man, David Kaplan, NBC Sports Chicago, ESPN 1000. He joins us for a few minutes. Cap, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you?
What's up, boys? How are we doing today?
Good to talk to you. How was your show? Did you get Dockich?
We did get Dockich. We had him on today. He was really, really good.
Not surprised.
He was at Iowa last night,
yep,
and then ends up driving 7 hours to get home, gets up, and does the show with me. He's a stud.
Yeah, he's really good, Cap. I enjoy listening to him do a broadcast. His partner, Dave Fleming, I think that's a pretty good duo, those two guys. He takes a lot of criticism, but you know what? He's a big boy. He can handle it. He dishes it,
yep,
out as well.
And you know who he's really good with, too? Dave's great, but Jason Benetti and Dave.
Yeah, he's good, too. Is Benetti doing the White Sox this year?
Yes, he is their number one guy.
Number one guy. Good for him. What a,
yep,
career path he's on, huh?
Yeah, he's great.
No,
love him.
Yeah, absolutely. Cap, let's get to, I guess the Colts, whole Josh McDaniel thing kind of has a Chicago tie into it. And the fact that Matt Nagy was very high on Indianapolis's list. He's been in place for 4 weeks already. McDaniels leaves them at the altar yesterday. But, good job by the Bears, right? Ryan Pace identified their guy, got their guy, and didn't wait around and try and get one of the coaches that went long in the playoffs.
Yeah, look, we were told, we had Brad Childress on my show, and he said, he comes from Kansas City where he's been on the staff,
right,
with Matt Nagy, and Chris Ballard worked there, who's now the GM of the Colts. And he said, look, I'm just telling you, he goes, and this is a tough statement because we had the guy running the Colts with us in Kansas City, but he said Matt called him and said he had just interviewed with the Bears and the Colts. And he said, I just had two totally different interviews. He goes, I so much more like the Chicago opportunity and the way they were prepared for these interviews. And so they had dinner. They got a call then. Hey, this is Ryan Pace. Want to have dinner with me tonight? And so the two of them went to dinner, and they closed the deal right there.
Very, very odd situation with McDaniels pulling himself out. The coaches that had at least signed on or committed to go with him and be part of that staff. What are you hearing over in Indianapolis? So where are they going to turn? I think I heard earlier
Frank
today,
Reich.
Reich is a name. Former Bear, Leslie Frazier. Ugh. Those are the names I'm hearing. What are you hearing right now, Cap?
I would imagine they'll maybe reach out to Dave Tobe again.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe.
Know.
Yep.
I don't know where this whole thing heads. Look, what I was told was that Nagy could have had that job. It was his if he wanted it, and he chose the Bears over the Colts. And the people in Indy went crazy when I said that, going, what idiot would take the Bears over the Colts? I'm just telling you, the way the Bears are set up for the future, with once they make their cuts of McPhee and Glennon and a few others, they're going to have almost $80 million or $80 million in cap space. They got a good young quarterback. They have an increasing and better talent base than they've had. Just telling you, that's the way things are looking for the Bears. It's good.
David Kaplan is joining us from Chicago. He's brought to us by our friends at heartlandflags.com. Tony Clark, the union head, taking a lot of criticism, Cap. To me, I'm not sure who's at fault here. I do think that we're seeing a market correction. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I can't, no one can convince me that, you know, all these owners came up with this idea that 2018 is going to be the year they do it on their own. But I don't think there's any question about it that we're going to get into March and there's still going to be some huge names that have no idea what uniform they're going to be wearing this year.
I mean, I would tell you that you're out of your mind normally into March. I would go, come on, you're better than that. But I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing. Here we are, what is it today, the 7th of February? So we got 20 days left. Guys are reporting next week for pitchers and catchers, yeah. And they seem no closer to signing. So why should I think that all of a sudden it's going to change?
Do you see anything happening? There's been talk of a walkout, not showing up. For spring training, baseball is such an individual sport, and I get, take a player, Cubs player X, that, all right, I'm upset for my brethren here, but I got to get ready for the season. I struggle to see that being able to gain any kind of traction. How about you, Cap?
I'd be stunned if it had any traction to it. I'd be stunned because, you know, the people that are listening to you guys and with me right now, 99.9% of those people are going to get some lunch from a job that they go, yeah, it's okay. It's a job.
Right.
It's not the greatest. They make an okay buck. Yeah. They would love to make a little more money. You know, their credit card bill's probably up. And they're like, yeah, you know, I don't really want to hear about millionaires complaining that they're not getting that many more millions. If the players make that mistake, and I don't want to hear from some union type who called, like the guy who wrote me the other day, these guys are the reason people go. I understand that. They're compensated handsomely. They signed the collective bargaining agreement, yep, that put that luxury tax in. This is not like we're in a communist society here. They're making millions, and they agreed to the system under which they're being paid. If they don't like it, go get a job like the rest of us do every day. Like you and I, we wake up every day and I pay my bills and I try and raise my kids the right way and I don't have millions of dollars in the bank. So if that's a bother for them, then don't go to spring training, but don't expect any sympathy.
Cap, we talk about Arrieta a lot. I don't think we've brought up John Lackey at all, who wants to start and wants to play. Is he one of those guys? I think he would be in a different category because, I mean, it's going to be a one-year deal if he gets it, and he's not going to break the bank if he does get one. What about Lackey, Cap? Does he have any future in Chicago, or is that
No shot. For what reason would you put him in your rotation over Mike Montgomery? I would be stunned if John Lackey's back here.
All right. Arrieta, what's the latest with him? What are you hearing? I know Boris is piping up, non-competitive, it's ruining baseball, blah, blah, blah. Arrieta, one of those guys in purgatory right now in limbo. What are you hearing on him versus Darvish, if anything?
Not hearing anything other than that someone I trust told me Darvish has multiple five-year offers at $100 million-plus, that they believe the Cubs are not at 5 years, that they're at four, but Darvish is looking for a seven-year deal at 175, and he's not going to get it. It's not going to happen.
Saw a report over the weekend from Andy McCullough out in Los Angeles that the Dodgers are where he wants to be, but they want to cut payroll in order to do that, to stay under the luxury tax. Do you believe in that report? Do you think if he had his choice and he had deals that are all similar, that L.A. would be his top choice?
That's what we keep hearing, that if the dollars were all even, he'd go to L.A. I just don't know. L.A., at some point, it becomes so punitive to be over this luxury tax multiple years in a row that you lose draft picks eventually. The luxury tax goes from a per-dollar match, so if you go $10 million over, you pay $10 million in tax, to a $2 to $1 penalty. So if you go 10 over, you owe 20. At some point, you've got to stop writing checks for guys that can't play. I mean, look at the guys they had last year, from Brandon McCarthy to Adrian Gonzalez to all these different guys that have come through their system that they're paying, that getting no productivity whatsoever. Hey, I just write another check. Mm-hmm. At some point, you start losing draft picks, you're going to change your tune. Mm-hmm.
Kappa, I want to go in a different direction with you. David Kaplan is our guest. Sports wagering is, I think, getting closer by the day. I know there's a bill in Illinois. There's a lot of states that have put it forward. I guess the PASPA decision is going to be rendered by the Supreme Court. Saw something earlier. Now it's been moved up to maybe mid-March. They will know if they're going to overrule on PASPA, opening the door for sports wagering in each particular state. New Jersey would be first. How would Illinois do it? Cappy, have you been keeping up with this? I know you like to go to Vegas and you like to, you know, dabble a little bit, and to be able to do this legally in your state, would it be, you know, at Arlington, at Hawthorne, where you have to go to the tracks? Or how is Illinois, if you know, how is Illinois planning to offer this?
I keep hearing that if they did it, they would do it where you would be able to make bets at Arlington Park or at the various casinos in our state. But my question is, how come you can't do it online then, too?
Well, that's
you got to be able to, with your mobile, is be able to go, you know what? I am going to go on my iPhone or my Android, and I am going to log into arlingtonpark.com, and I am going to make a sports wager. Why can't you do that?
I think you probably have to make one appearance, and then once you sign up for your account and they, you know, you get the track or the state, whatever it is, get your information, I would think that that would be the next step. I agree with you. Then mobile...
Yep. Probably.
Yeah, because mobile is such a big market, owns such a big market share in Nevada now. Last thing, I know you had a poll yesterday on the Blackhawks, whether they're going to make the playoffs at NBC Sports Chicago. Right now they're mired in last place in the Central Division. So many good teams in front of them, Cap. What was the result of that poll? Have Blackhawk fans given up on their team this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they have. Blackhawk fans are to the point where they believe it's over. And, you know, I understand where they're coming from, and I probably agree with them. It's unfortunate, but it does look like it's over.
Indeed. Cappy, great stuff. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, pal.
Love it always, boys.
Yeah, we do, too. Thank you. David Kaplan joining us live from Chicago, ESPN 1000 and NBC Sports Chicago. Busy guy.
Yes.
This is show from, what's he on, 9 to noon, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Does that NBC over the supper time on, what channel is it? 220 on DirecTV, right? Yeah, 220.
665.
Oh, 665. 220 is NBC Sports.
Yes.
665. He's up the dial, right. And does a lot of college basketball analysis, and we're grateful to Heartland Flags for making it possible for us to speak with Cappy. This baseball thing, Trent's not going away anytime soon.
When does it end? Does it take... You, Darvish, too. Fine. I'll take 4 years, $130 million. Fine. Does it take that and then the floodgates open?
I don't know. I think it's... normally, I would say yes, that you're waiting for that proverbial first domino to fall. I think this is a different year. I honestly think that the general managers and the owners, I don't think that this is a wait for 2019 when a Bryce Harper... Because there's only... 29 teams are going to be left at the altar.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So I just think it's getting, and look, baseball's flush right now with their television contracts.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they didn't like the idea of paying a guy $500 million, because that's where we were headed.
I think it's more baseball front offices are smart. And you look at almost every big contract that's handed out to guys in their 30s.
Mm-hmm. They don't work.
They don't work.
Right.
And so they're looking around and saying, no, I understand. It's terrible that Mike Trout, first 4 years, three of them, MVP level, he made $500,000. Yeah, that sucks for Mike Trout.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we have to pay guys for what they did when they were good when they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense. It hamstrings these teams.
I'm assuming the Angels went to Mike Trout or his representative at some point, tried to get him on, you know, we'll give you a little stability.
Yep.
You know, you're going to sign for below market value, but we're going to pay you now as opposed to you continuing to struggle for $750,000
a year. We'll buy out your arbitration years. We'll give you 4 years,
exactly.
$70 million. There you go.
Right.
You're set for life. Well, I mean, that's nice. $17 million a year is good. But I know it's going to be in the open market. I think it's front offices more than anything saying it doesn't make sense. Why give JD Martinez, a guy that when healthy is great, but
mm-hmm.
that's the caveat.
Mm-hmm.
When healthy,
right?
Why are we going to hand this guy $130 million? Then we know, A, he's probably not going to be healthy for the duration, and at the back end of it, it's wasted money.
But are we headed towards a labor disruption again?
Yes.
I think we are too.
Yep.
I really do.
Unfortunately.
I'm with you. We'll take a timeout. Wade Looking Bill, former Hawkeye, will be here. More on Iowa and Michigan State from last night. What does that game last night do, if anything, going forward? 3 weeks from tonight, Iowa plays, as it stands now, in the opening night of the Big Ten tournament. If they win, they will see the month of March. If not,
1938.
Crazy. We'll be back after this timeout. It's the Ken Miller Show. Trent Connor and myself with you until 2, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Or online, washersystems.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
The 4 for 4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus 4 nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for 4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm junior bacon cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for 4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Want to know my favorite word? Simple. It's how I run my life. Wear the same work boots every day? Simple. Have the same lunch? Simple. Take the same route to work? Simple. But sometimes my job gets complicated. That's why I use Grainger. No matter what issues the job throws at me, Grainger keeps things simple. Online ordering? Simple. Managing my inventory? Simple. And if something pops up, Grainger's got my back with 24/7 customer support. Simple as that. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
My name is Natasha, and I'm with Komen Greater Iowa. We've been teaming up with Iowa Wild for 5 years now to host Pink in the Rink. If you've never been, this is the year. Join us at Wells Fargo Arena on Saturday, February 10th. We'll have lots of giveaways and a silent auction. If you're brave enough, you can get your head shaved or color your hair pink. After the game, don't miss the live jersey auction where you could take home your favorite player's jersey. So come on out Saturday, February 10th at 6 p.m. Wear your pink and help us raise money for life-saving services in our area. For more information and to buy your tickets, go to homeingreateriowa.org. See you there.
The 2018 Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 KBGG. Catch myself, Trent Condon, on the call Thursday, February 15th through the state championships on Saturday, February 17th. We'll keep you up to date with play-by-play of all the local wrestlers from across central Iowa. Tune in to 1700 for the State Wrestling Tournament on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. The state tournament is pinned to you by Whitey Exteriors for roofing, siding, interior, exterior, and painting needs. Make it Whitey Exteriors.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Greater Des Moines Habitat for Humanity's new ReStore is now open in Urbandale. Donations of home improvement items to ReStore are sold to the public to support Habitat's mission of building homes, communities, and hope. So donate, shop, and volunteer at your nearest ReStore on East Euclid or in Urbandale.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent Condon and myself with you until 2 o'clock today. We'll talk Big 12 hoops coming up at about 1:20. Right now, let's get back to Iowa. Michigan State from last night. Terrific game. It really was. Fun game. Hawks spirited effort even in defeat. Former Hawk Wade Looking Bill joins us. 11,350 at Carver last night. Trent Condon. Wade joins us. Wade, Trent and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you, guys.
I appreciate you coming on. Fun environment by, you know, watching it on TV. It was a spirited crowd. I get it. It was a close game. Hawks had the number four team on the ropes. Deep into the second half of the basketball game. Nice to see Carver come alive like that last night, Wade.
Yeah, it has been a long time coming. You know, I think it's something where, you know, even in the paper, the quotes and things, people have said, where has this been all year? And I hope that they're getting some things ironed out. There were a couple changes last night or the past few games just with the rotation and who gets minutes. Some of that's been because of injury, but you know, last night they play really eight guys and play pretty well against the number four team in the nation.
Offensively, this team has a lot of talent. It's still on the defensive end. Now, they were playing a very good Michigan State squad in their own right, but they scored against the best field goal percentage defense in the league. They put points on the board. When we get past this season, we get into next year, and these sophomores become juniors and the freshmen become sophomores, what can be done on the defensive end? Because there are times where it doesn't feel like it's just a physical deficiency. Sometimes it's also some effort out there. What can you do to change that?
Yeah, you know, exactly. I mean, when you look at the numbers, it's just kind of a microcosm of Iowa's season. You know, Iowa shoots 52% from the field for the game, 45 from three, only eight turnovers, but Michigan State shoots 56 from the field, and 47 from three. So, you know, and then you break it down even further. Nicholas Bear struggled last night. I think he had maybe 4 points. So they're getting all their points that are coming from freshmen and sophomores. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to beat the number three team or number four team in the nation with those kind of players. Now, Michigan State's got freshmen and sophomores, but they're all lottery picks. Now, yeah. So Iowa, I think I think the future bodes well because Iowa's got, you know, 3-year, 4-year types of guys. But I guess to answer your question kind of roundabout way, I think it just comes down to defense. You know, I like the way Iowa plays. I'd much rather watch Iowa play than even Virginia or Wisconsin, those teams that grind it out. But maybe they can give up 87 or 85 rather than 96, and then they win games.
You know, Wade, it's been a topic that we've bounced around a number of times, and when we're talking about the defensive end of the floor and what can be done, can anything be done in the midst of a Big Ten season? I mean, isn't this something that you try and fix out of season? It just seems to me that it's going to be, you know, with the travel, the kids still got to go to school. I have to assume that this is almost impossible to fix mid-season if they are going to try to do something different.
Yeah, I thought if they were going to fix it, they would have fixed it during break. You know, you kind of forget, Christmas break is almost 5 weeks long, and they lift a lot of those restrictions because mm-hmm. you're not in school as far as hours and how much time you can put in on your own or work with coaches. And so I thought, you know, maybe starting December 17th, they have basically a month to kind of get things figured out. And then, you know, and I talked to you guys that week of the Chris Street game, and mm-hmm. I was down there for that Purdue game, and the atmosphere was terrific. It was an 11 a.m. tip. It was 45 degrees. The sun was out. We're going to honor Chris Street, and Jordan Bohannon hit the 3 to start the game, and it's just there was nothing, and they were down 31 at half. And I thought, that's the most disappointed I had been all year just with that team. Just the lack of, I don't know if it's effort or heart or whatever that word is, but I wasn't mad, I wasn't angry, just disappointed. Mm-hmm. Now, they've been better, I think, since then, but I guess, again, to answer your question, I don't think you can get it fixed. I think there's something, whether it's personnel, you know, players, coaches, staff, I don't know what it is, but whatever they're doing is not working. Now, they're playing fewer kids. You know, Ellingson and Kreener have been banged up, but they only got 2 or 4 minutes last night. So basically, they played probably 8 guys, basically. And I think that's good. You know, Daly was better besides that last pass he threw there on the inbounds. But,
yeah.
I think they just got to get tougher. You know, you look at other teams, and Iowa just does not, for whatever reason, have that edge or whatever you want to call it.
Wade, you guys played a lot of 2-3 zone, and I remember hollering at my TV plenty of times as a youngster saying, stop giving up 3-pointers. It's a different age now, but it was something that you guys were known for. It was a full-court press, and you drop into it, And Iowa doesn't have a defensive identity. Is that something maybe Fran should look at, you know, going out and talking to Jim Boeheim and, hey, how you guys run your matchup zone? Something like that where we know you're going to score. We know what you can do offensively, but finding some kind of identity on the defensive end.
Yeah, and, you know, I can only speak to the system that I was in and with Tom Davis's press back to that zone. And ours was more of a 1-2-2, but it had a lot of 2-3 types of similarities, and coaches don't change, man. They just don't change.
Yeah.
You know, I think it gets to be a thought that, you know, we're going to do what we do, what I do as the head coach, because if I change, then maybe that is an admission that what I'm doing doesn't work. And I just think that, you know, until something really drastic or, you know, just a horrible thing happens, it's where they go 0-18, they're not going to change. But that being said, you know, again, looking at what they have, you know, freshmen and sophomores, Iowa's got some pretty good ones. You know, Jordan Bohannon is a heck of a college basketball player. Mm-hmm. Tyler Cook was the best player on the floor last year.
Yeah, he was.
You could argue, you know, again, lottery picks up and down the sidelines for Michigan State. I like what they have going. I just cannot fathom, though, why they're 12th in the Big Ten. It's just there's something defensively, this is not there.
Speaking of change, what kind of change have you seen in Luka Garza from, say, beginning a Big Ten play to where he's at now? How is he maturing, and is it strictly confidence? Is it a guy that's, you know, the newness maybe has worn off a little bit? He's in the throes of a Big Ten season? Because he seems to me like a light's going on there, Wade.
I think as a freshman, again, I can remember going through that. It gets to be a long year. You know, you're going up and down that court, and the The court's 10 feet longer than in high school, which sounds kind of silly to say that. It's only 10 feet, but you go up and down it 100 to 200 times a day over the course of a season. It kind of adds up, and you get tired. I mean, just you're away from home, you're doing your own laundry, and you're living with guys you don't really know. And, oh, by the way, you're trying to play basketball. It gets to be a grind. And I think all those freshmen, you see them kind of go through, you know, that late December, early January kind of lull. And I think he's just had, maybe you said, use the word awakening. Mm-hmm. Part of it is, too, there's 3 weeks left in the season. You know, you talk That's about right. The Big Ten tournament is that March 3rd and 4th. You know, there's not much time left. So you're thinking, you know, I guarantee every player, every coach at Iowa is thinking, you know what, we figure a couple things out. We can win 5 games in the Big Ten tournament. And somebody gets upset and we win one game that we shouldn't win, they can get to the Big Ten tournament finals. Now, that's not, you know, probably going to happen. There's a lot of things that will have to go right for them. But I guarantee every player, every coach is saying, hey, let's just keep getting better. You never know out in New York City what's going to happen.
Last thing for me, I'll let Ken finish up with you, Wade. One of your classmates, Val Barnes, came in as a junior college player, very inconsistent early in his career. And I know his junior season struggled for a while at the shot, but by the time he was a senior, that comeback against Michigan State, you know, just how well he played during that stretch for you guys. But inconsistent early in his career. We're saying the same thing with another two guard in Isaiah Moss. What does it take to get that consistency at the Big Ten level?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you see sometimes Isaiah Moss looks like a first-round draft pick. I mean, just the way he can finish and shoot it. And, you know, I saw him down in Iowa City a couple weeks ago. He's 6'5", 6'6". He is not a little guy, and he's thick. And, you know, when they signed him, he's from Simeon, that Southside Chicago public school, and they thought he was going to bring that Chicago toughness, and I just don't think it's in his personality. I don't know him, but he just seems like a pretty soft-spoken guy. But he has glimpses, and even last night it was like a story of two halves. You know, he had that little stretch where he got that second foul, but then he had 7 or 8 points. I don't know what it takes. You know, you kind of forget, to use Isaiah Moss's example, he's probably 20, 21 years old, you know, again, still trying to figure things out. But when he's good, he's really good. And they just need more consistency from him, from Bear. You know, Bohannon and Tyler Cook have really carried this team the last few weeks. They just got to get, you know, pieces put together, and maybe they win a couple here down the stretch.
Last thing, Wade, handicap this for us. Big Ten's about to get really interesting next tonight. Ohio State, Purdue, and then Saturday, Purdue, Michigan State. A couple of marquee games. The Boilers are going to be involved in both of them. Clearly the best three teams. I think there's a gap after that until Nebraska, who's having a nice year in their own right. But this is going to be a fun Wednesday night, fun in particular tonight, and then just a massive matchup on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it's great. And that's, you know, Iowa caught Michigan State at a really good time, right before Purdue. You know, I think it was 5 games in 12 days or whatever. But I like Purdue. I think they are the team. You know, Michigan State, you just watch them, and they have more talent, but there's just something missing there. And I don't know what it is. It's just kind of odd the way they substitute and the way they play. But I think Purdue has just got seniors on that team, and I think Matt Painter, he thinks this is the year they can make the Final Four. And I like Purdue to, you know, come out of the Big Ten tournament and have the biggest run come March.
Good stuff, Wade. We'll talk to you in the weeks to come. As you mentioned, there's only three of them left. Hard to believe, but we will reach out to you again. Thank you, Wade. Appreciate your contribution, as we always do.
Anytime, guys. Go Hawks.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Wade Lookingbill, a former Hawk, joining us a little bit more on Michigan State and Iowa. 1 o'clock hours coming up next. Trent and I are here until 2. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
The 2018 State Wrestling Tournament is coming to 1700 KBGG. February 15th through the 17th on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast. East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com. Or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Are you ready to finally meet your match? I'm not talking about a significant other. I'm talking about finding the right cat or cats for you. Take the Meet Your Cat Match survey on our website, and within 48 hours, we will send you suggestions of cats that would be a good fit.